everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. This episode is on making a money breakthrough. And I trust that that is something you want based on the fact that you're here listening. So whether you would like to make more money, receive more money, have more money in your life, whether you would like to clear up your old money stuff and release money blocks, whether you'd like to get out of debt or stop fighting with your partner or clear up your money fears, your limiting beliefs, whatever your story is, you are in the right place. And it's so interesting to me how money is something that, as much as we love it and our world revolves around it, we talk about it so little in our society. We don't learn about it in school. We, you know, very little anyway. And for a lot of people, it's the final frontier. You know, they'll talk about everything under the sun. They'll go to therapy and like money is the last thing that they want to talk about. So I'm going to be talking about it today. So I hope that's okay with you. I want to share with you start this off with a little personal story. I have learned to love money. I have learned to keep track of money and enjoy the numbers and the bookkeeping and all of that. And I didn't used to, but I have learned to do that. And I have seen so many remarkable things happen when I track my money. And I've heard this, and now I can share with you what's happened for me. I oftentimes will see money come in as soon as I get clear on how much money I need. And as you probably know, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't have the same income every month, for example. So let's say I look at my numbers and I'm, you know, paying my bills, which I refer to as expressing appreciation. And I'm, you know, tracking my income and I'm like, okay, I need another $1,000 by the end of the month. And as soon as I realize it, I will have this experience where, you know, within days, sometimes even faster, I receive another $1,000 that I wasn't necessarily planning on. It's happened many times, you know, different amounts, but that's kind of the gist of it. It comes without my looking for business, and sometimes it comes because, you know, I get clear on the number and then I get a business idea of how I can make that money. Or sometimes what happens is I get clear on the number and then I'm like, oh, I got to take action on this idea that I had that I've been putting off. It's like now is the time. And then boom, the money is right there. So it's always right there. It's just a matter of our clarity. And that's one thing we talked about today with our special guest that you'll hear pretty shortly here. We talked a lot about getting into alignment. So our special guest, Marla Diane, she talked a lot about getting into alignment with your values. So aligning your money and your money decisions with your core values in life will bring so much more peace of mind, so much more well-being and prosperity and clarity and peace than being out of alignment. She talked about being out of alignment being kind of the root of money problems, so to speak. So I find that really exciting. We talked about integrity a lot. We talked about how do you get into integrity with money. Part of it is being in alignment, right, and making sure your money decisions reflect your values. So if you value health more than anything and you need health care and you go out and buy new shoes rather than take care of your health, well, you're out of alignment, right? Another way to be out of alignment, which I find really interesting, is if you give away too much of your time, money, or energy without valuing yourself. So let's say you have a business or you give a service, you have a job even, and you're giving your time and energy and you feel it's worth a certain amount or you put a certain amount of energy into it, and then what you get back doesn't reflect your self-worth. It doesn't reflect, it doesn't match the energy you put into it. You feel pretty lousy, right? And that's actually also being out of alignment, and I would say even being out of integrity. So people think of integrity as like being a morally right and good person. If you're integrity, you're morally good and right. No, it's just about alignment. So you can be out of integrity and be giving too much, just as much as you can be out of integrity and take from others. It's the same two sides of the same coin. So bottom line is getting in alignment with money, money will free up your energy. So if you're aligning your money with your values, you feel good. There's no dissonance. There's no weird feelings inside of you. There's no conflict or shame inside of you. It can also literally bring money, as I shared in my story. So it's a whole new world when it comes to women and money, for example. Many women in past generations didn't deal with money. They didn't earn the money. They didn't keep track of the money. The men did that. And most of us didn't have that modeling as to how to have a healthy money conversation. Most of us didn't learn, especially as women, we didn't learn how to be empowered around money. And if you're a younger person listening, maybe you have. I know my daughter's certainly seeing it because she's got two parents that work and provide for her. But my parents, for example, they never discussed it. They didn't discuss who would be the breadwinner, who would take care of the kids. They just fell into the roles and they never even had a conversation about it, which I find shocking. So whether we're male or female, you know, whether what I just shared applies to you and your story, we all have programming around money. And some of the things that we may have heard before that are just not true or they might not work for us is that money is not spiritual. We may have heard that money is the root of all evil. We may, if we're in the artistic world at all, we may have gotten some of that starving artist mentality passed on to us. Like, it's noble to be poor. You know, you better not sell out. And, you know, there's something really captivating about being an artist that struggles and suffers for your art, right? And none of that has to be true. It's rarely true, in fact. Some of the old paradigm says that you get money and you can make money through greed, that money comes through competition, that money comes from pushing your way to the top, and the harder you work, the more you make. None of that is really true anymore. I mean, there's times where some of that might be true, but in terms of the overall paradigm, it's a lot of it I find is just kind of crumbling away. And we're in the era now of more collaboration, in the era of community, of looking at things as a win-win. So imagine if all your financial transactions were a win-win. That's a nice way to do it, right? It feels good. Money is not evil. Money is something that it's a tool and you can do more good in the world if you have it. So I support you in having it. I support you in finding your alignment with it. Our special guest, Marla Diane, today, she shared with me, how you do money is how you do everything. And I've heard that too. I've heard that money doesn't actually solve your problems, and I'm sure you've seen this too. It just makes you more of who you are. So there's all these stories about people that win the lottery and then they blow all the money. Why? Because their old pattern is to blow all the money they have. That's why they were poor to begin with, and that's why they played the lottery, right? So another example would be couples that fight about money. Let's say, you know, a couple is really scraping by and they're always fighting about money and they think, gosh, if only we had more money, this would be over. And then they get more money, then they start making more money, and then they still fight the same. They're just fighting about bigger numbers. They're fighting about bigger issues. Whew. Sad, right? I've seen a lot of stories about family members. For example, family members that fight over inheritances, right? So again, it's like there's more money to be had. Sometimes there's more stuff that comes up. So you have to shift your energy and not just shift the money. You know, it's not just about getting more money. And I'm somebody, as I think you know, that has worked with people on shifting energy for a long time. So as a clairvoyant and energy healer, I see what happens when we shift energy. And, you know, first of all, it's a beautiful thing that we can shift energy and change our lives. I'm so grateful that I know this, that I practice this. And it's not a walk in the park. When you shift your energy, sometimes there is a ripple effect. You know, sometimes when you change, let's say you go to the next level with your prosperity, and it's not about just, you know, fighting more like I just shared, but it could be about you go to the next level. Some people in your life want to come along with you. Some people in your life don't. They're threatened by it. Or they still want to take from you, perhaps, if you increase your self-worth. Some people, however, will come along. Sometimes you go to the next level and it's your own fears that come up. Sometimes you're like, wow, you know, now that I'm successful, I'm scared that, you know, maybe it's all going to crumble. I'm scared new things come up that you wouldn't have thought of. You're scared somebody's going to take it from you, or how do you manage it, et cetera, et cetera. So there's always lessons to be learned at every level. And I will say, just again, I have a little personal story. With my business, I remember one time I decided, and I was just on a mission to take it to the next level. And I got some ideas about restructuring things, and I changed some of my packages, raised some prices, et cetera, et cetera. And almost immediately, and I was actually at a conference where I was doing a lot of money healing and meditation and energy clearing. So like in the midst of this, I got this email from a woman who had just met me once, like 2 years prior, and then all of a sudden decided to join my year-long program. I was like, okay, this money healing works. And I was like, clearly I'm at the next level. I got this new client, da 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 da. And then like not long after that, same day, I got another email from a former client. Will you give me a discount? I really like a session. Can you give me a discount? And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. Not because I wanted to take from her, not because I was greedy, not because I, for whatever reason didn't care for her. It was, I really thought she was a great lady and I wanted to serve her and I wanted to say, come along with me. Like, actually, you could use more than one session and this is how I'm working now and I really want to support you. She chose not to come along. So that will happen. And that's a nice example. I mean, sometimes people aren't that nice. Sometimes the old comes up saying, don't release me. And it's kicking and screaming. And you're like, really? Am I really going to do this? Oh, I guess I am. Because it's hard to go back once you raise your vibration. So there's a process of trusting the new. We talked about this on my podcast about improving your health as well. I believe the last podcast. So we need to pay attention to our money. It's my final thought. Marla talks about this. You'll hear her in just a minute here. It's a high energy. Money is a very high vibration. And I just had a personal story along those lines before I bring Marla on. And that is that my family, I have a 3.5-year-old daughter and my husband and I are both kind of playful types when we're, you know, when we're feeling good. We like to play, like to sing and dance and make up silly rhymes. And we will literally do songs where we bring on, I'll just do it. Bring on the money, bring on the money, bring on the money. Our daughter will do it too. I did that when I launched my website. I brought my daughter in as I clicked the send button on the newsletter announcing it. And we put on some music and we just rocked out and we were dancing. And, you know, I think we charm our money. It can be fun. It can be playful. Okay. It doesn't have to be so serious. Even if it's been a struggle in your life, I dare you to let it be playful and have some fun with it. And with that, I will bring on Marla Diane.
We are here with Marla Diane. And I am so pleased to be interviewing Marla today. She is a personal branding and business innovation mentor for creative entrepreneurs, and her company is called Embrace Your Spotlight. I love that name. So we're going to be talking about making a money breakthrough today. So this will be good, I know, for all of you listening. And thank you, Marla, so much for being here. I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me. I'm, like, jumping at the seams here. I can't wait to talk.
I feel you.
Love this stuff.
Yeah, I feel so much passion coming from you. So I want to start there. Tell us what you are passionate about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Well, health and definitely well-being, that's number one. Women's dignity and success. And I really emphasize women's dignity. I'll understand that as we kind of go through this, you know.
Cool.
Humanity and family and culture and innovation and arts and expression. I mean, all those kind of, you know, human arts and such. And I built a mentoring company that integrates all of that. So I'm very privileged to help creative entrepreneurs also integrate all of who they are into their branding and business that really expresses their authenticity and their dignity. There's that word again.
Mm-hmm.
I help them upgrade and innovate their relationship with money, the juicy topic we're going to talk about today, brand content, business, life habits, behaviors, and systems.
Wow. So you talk a lot about integrating all that we are, all the parts of ourselves. I'm really big into that. So can you talk about your strategy for doing that?
Oh, yeah. I love this. So integration is key, meaning, and this is one of the core pieces and principles that I coach and try to live by as well myself, and that is make decisions that align with your top five values. Because you can count on feeling disconnected, frustrated, maybe experiencing chaos, drama, imbalance in your life, like you're not on your game, when we've made, right, a business or a personal choice that wasn't aligned with our top five values. When you look at it and you get really clear, your life almost becomes quiet. It's like this flow, this energy just starts to happen because you're in alignment with your truth, who you are.
Yeah.
So with money, which is a good segue into this, so with money, when we're out of alignment, everybody, with our relationship with money, and what I mean by this is we're making decisions not in our best interest, like ignoring bills, not having a bill pay system, not tracking income, lack of boundaries around money, maybe giving it away when people ask, even though you don't want to, or allowing other people's, and this is really key, is allowing other people's money issues, right, to be your own, and being disrespectful of money by not paying attention to the numbers, okay?
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I'm talking bank statements, avoiding the attention that money really deserves. That is when you're out of alignment with money, because there's a lot of good in that for our lives, but what we're doing is we're in avoidance. And this is so common with a lot of people. And I this one statement, and I'm be curious to hear what you have to say about it, which is, you can't expect a relationship to grow when you ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In terms of you went from the top five values into getting in alignment with our relationship with money. And I want to understand a little more, how do you connect the values? And I'm thinking this would be a good exercise for everyone to write down their top five values. And then, you know, also tell us a little more about how you would connect that into coming into alignment with money.
Yeah. So as alignment, I mean, and I think this is really more of a helpful definition to understand, again, what alignment is and to be super conscious of this, okay?
Okay.
Then we're going to get into the energy of what this means, okay?
Very cool.
So, yeah, is that you can easily tell when you're in integrity with yourself. Right? Because you feel an absence of guilt, an absence of shame, an absence of defensiveness or helplessness. Instead, you feel strong, right? You feel obviously positive, happy, courageous, kind of a sense of purpose, clarity, decisiveness. That's the measurement, right? Right?
Of alignment.
Of alignment. And kind of take it one step further, is being in alignment is a feeling that gives you courage, and this is so important, to take new or empowered actions. It's what sees you through, right? It's what sees you through a situation, and it's knowing that you're doing the right thing, even though in the moment, doing the right thing may take a lot of inner strength, may even seem, you know, scary, you know, while you're in it.
Yeah.
So being in alignment is a super strong empowerment tool.
Yeah.
Money in its original form, as I said, is energy, and it's a blessing. It's very high energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just this piece of paper with deceased notables on it that land in your bank account. Right?
Yeah.
It comes from source energy like everything else. And here's how we make sense of it in our lives, and that is I assign contraction or expansion energy around money, right? And this is what I mean, is the low energy, the feelings and thoughts of the fear and the doubt and the worry and the lack and shame and guilt, that's your contraction energy around money and being super conscious of it, right?
Yeah.
That takes a little while. That's a new habit. Right, that I help them work with. And then move into a high vibration of trust, faith, gratitude, appreciation, respect, you know, creativity, collaboration.
Sure.
the recalibration of your relationship with money, mm-hmm. it literally begins when you are conscious in any given moment in that contractive energy, right? Mm-hmm. Able to shift it to the gratitude, the faith, the trust, especially in times of uncertainty. And here's why to do this. Because when we're in expansive energy, and I'm talking the hope, I'm sorry, the faith, the trust, the gratitude, even when we're looking at our bills going, holy cow, how am I going to make it, right? Yeah. You have to hold this in a space, get out of that contraction mode, move into the trust and the faith, right, that it's absolutely going to, you know, an opportunity, something's going to show up, just like the example you kind of gave before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we're in that expansive energy, the faith of gratitude, that's when things manifest. Typical money behavior is under-earning, fear of money conversations, avoiding looking at bank statements, lack of boundaries, trading and bartering too often, giving away too much of your time. That's a short of a very long list of common money behaviors to start shifting. We work initially, like you said, with the relationship, and then it's, okay, once that has been, if you will, cleared, now we can actually look at numbers. We can look at bill pays.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Look at income. Because that's the biggest challenge that most people have is they're not dealing with the cause. Here we go with the holistic way. You're not looking at the cause of the issue. People think, well, just look at the spreadsheets or look at the bank balances and look at this. That's what caused them to go cross-eyed in the first place. You want to ask yourself, what is the cause? This is probably one question really, really to ask yourself.
Okay.
What is the cost of not standing in your power with money? Okay. What's the cost? And you can, underneath that, ways that you give up your power with money, list that. The second part of it is the impact that it has, right? What does this prevent you from doing, having, or achieving? And then the third part of that heading is what's the estimate amount of revenue that's missing as a consequence of not standing in your power with money?
Wow. Good questions. I just wrote those down. So I know we're getting close to wrapping up here, and I know you have three truths about money that you like to share.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing those with us today?
Yeah, sure. That's a good way to kind of end this. So number one truth is that money is a blessing, and you've heard this before.
Yeah.
It's that the original form is energy. Right? It's a complete high vibration. Money vibrates high.
Yeah.
All right. Number two is that it requires us to pay attention to it. Right? We can't expect, there it is again. Mm-hmm. We can't expect to grow if we ignore it. So it'll get our attention either way. We want to make sure we get the right attention. And then and then number three is that we must create a respect for money and not be afraid of it. Right?
Yeah.
By changing our habits and so forth.
Great. I love your truth. I love your approach. And I encourage those listening to check you out. Thank you so much, Marla, for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for spreading the good and the light.
Yes, we are spreading the light. Okay, sending sparkles to everyone. Have a beautiful day.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Marla, and I would like to give you her website if you'd like to learn more about her or her work. And I think she has a free gift for you, so check it out at marladiann.com. MarlaDiann.com, and you can sign up there, and she'll send you her five essential strategies. Great stuff. So we're going to move into the practical part of today, and I really, as you know, I believe, I am passionate about giving you something really tangible that you can take away so you can actually feel a change in your energy and not just have your head spinning with new ideas, but really feel like something shifted for you in these podcasts. So we are going to start with a writing exercise. I'm going to give you some questions to write on, and then we're going to do a little meditation. So it's just about 10 minutes all together. I would love if you get a pen and paper, and there's a reason why I say pen and paper and not like just pick up your iPad and write on there. Because there's actually studies that show that when you write by hand with pen and paper, it impacts your subconscious more. So if at all possible, grab a pen and paper. And here's your two questions. So number one, I would love for you to write your top five core values. So Marla talked a lot about, and I talked too, about getting into alignment so that your life values, the things that are the most important to you, are taken care of and that you're really prioritizing them when it comes to your money decisions and your life decisions. So what are some examples? Five core values could include health, it could include financial prosperity, it could include freedom, travel, your spiritual practice, it could include love and romance, your relationship, your marriage, your family, could include your work in the world, a mission for social change or, you know, improving the planet. What are the five things that are the most important things for you? Okay, so those are just ideas. If you need to pause this recording to write them down, then go ahead, pause this recording and come back. We got more for you. Question number two, and write this down. How can you align your life and money with each of these five core values more? So what one step, for example, could you take today or this week to show that you value this thing that you say you value? So let's say that you really value health, and that's one of your top five. Maybe what you'll do this week is you'll schedule a massage for yourself. Or tomorrow, instead of eating those frosted flakes, you'll eat the, you know, organic superfood smoothie instead and have a green juice for lunch. I don't know. There's a benefit to some building foods. I'm into health, and yeah, there's lots of different philosophies about nutrition, not to tell you what you should eat, but maybe not the frosted flakes, okay? So pick one example for each of your top five core values. Pick one step that you could take to align your life and money with this value more. If you value improving the planet, maybe you're going to donate, you know, a small amount of money to a cause that helps the planet. Hello. So these things, I believe the universe will reward us for when we make these choices, and we feel good, and even just us feeling good will be magnetic to abundance. So pause this recording if you need time to write on that, and then pause the podcast, come on back, and then we'll meditate. All right, so the meditation is really key to give you a feeling that something shifted for you today. So I really, really urge you to take this 5 minutes for yourself, okay? So if you need to lock your door or, you know, tell your loved ones you're busy, turn off your phone, your Facebook, whatever you need to do so that you can really go within, go ahead and do that now. And get in a comfortable position. I suggest sitting or standing for this one. Check in with your breath. Exhale, soften, let go of the day, the week, anybody's energy that you're holding. You don't need to know who or what or why. Just intend it. Let go of stress. Let go of your to-do list. And then inhale, push your belly out. Sit up nice and tall. And start to connect with your core values. Connect with those feelings that you really value in your life. So if you feel inspired by health, freedom, prosperity, whatever it is, like, feel that as you breathe in. Feel yourself just bringing that in, affirming that in your life. Connect to those values now. All right, and as you exhale, just imagine you can start to create a big, giant tree trunk from your hips, from your tailbone, 360 degrees around, nice, solid, and yet hollow, supple, strong tree trunk that goes from your hips and tailbone down to the very center of Mother Earth. And let this tree trunk just root in, hook in, connect into the core of the earth. And you don't have to force it. You don't have to push it down there. Gravity is also working for you. Gravity wants you to ground, to connect, to anchor, to let go. And every exhale now, you can just let go of any more stress, tension, or whatever down the grounding cord. So let it, now it has a place to go. Let all that stuff that you don't need just fall down to Mother Earth. And we're going to do some more clearing here, okay? So now that you're more here, You can go ahead with your eyes closed and just imagine out in front of you a magic soap bubble, like one of those iridescent soap bubbles that you blew when you were a kid with the jar and the magic wand. And just imagine if you were 5 years old, this would be a really huge bubble. So nice and big and clear. And let it be about 3, 4, 5, something like that, feet away from you. So outside your energetic field. So you don't feel like it's intruding in your space at all. And yet it's still easy to see. It's right there. And then you can make that a little bigger. And put a magnet in there. And imagine you're going to start to clear all that money stuff that you're ready to release. So we talked about the old paradigm and old programming you might have. So I'm just going to name things. And if they resonate for you, and just postulate, if this is true for me and I don't need it anymore, I'm going to let it go into this bubble. Okay, so there's a magnet in the bubble. And you can go ahead and exhale and just let go of anything in you that says, if you want money, you're greedy. That you have to compete for money, you have to push for money, you have to work hard just to get by. If you have programming or belief somewhere deep down that says money doesn't grow on trees, if there's a feeling of fear of success because maybe then you'll outshine somebody, they won't love you anymore, you'll be rejected, you'll be alone, or you won't know how to manage it. Clear it out. Let just imagine just all that stuff flows into that bubble in front of you. You might see like dark, you know, dark streams of light, or almost might look like cobwebs in there. You might feel certain parts of your body. You might feel certain sensations or have certain feelings arise. If there's been any money battles between you and others, let their energy, that other person's energy, leave your space, their agenda, their judgments, their criticisms, their desires. Let any part of you that might believe you're unworthy or not valued leave. Let that energy go. Anywhere you haven't been valuing yourself, let that go. You can make a noise if you need to here. I'm not listening. Look around if you feel safe making a noise. You might like make a noise while you're releasing this stuff. And anything else that comes up for you around money, ashamed of being in debt, ashamed that you're not earning more, ashamed that you're not further ahead in life, ashamed at the mess you got yourself into, embarrassed, or embarrassed that you have so much money, embarrassed that you're doing fine and your friends are struggling, feeling guilty. It's amazing how whichever side we're on, we don't win, right? So clear that. Any energy that says money is evil, that money is cause of problems, any starving artist syndrome you got going on, feeling like you have to struggle to, you know, be an artist, or maybe to be a spiritual person, you shouldn't have money. A couple more deep breaths and just letting anything else that you need to release go. Your mom's programs, your dad's programs, each side of the family. Your culture, your religion, your teachers, your partner, your past partners, anybody else's agenda, beliefs, desires, or programs, just and then see that bubble start to float away as it completes here, and all that stuff fills it. Everything you need to release is now in the bubble, and just see the bubble float as far as you can imagine into the horizon, and see it just as it goes as far as you can imagine, see it go poof and a burst of light. And then just be in your body. You don't have to follow the bubble. Just be here now in your body, breathing. Enjoy yourself. Say hello to your fingers and toes. And then you can just kind of wiggle them. Feel yourself really claiming your body there. And then look above your head, please. And just with your eyes closed in your mind's eye, just go ahead and look above your head and imagine this beautiful blazing ball of golden light. Like a golden sun in the beautiful summer sky. Let it be 3 times as big as your body. Put a magnet in there. We're going to replace all those old beliefs and programs and negative feelings and all that with what you'd like instead. So ask, what would you like to replace all that stuff with? What new beliefs would you like to have? What new experiences would you like to have? How much money do you want in your bank account? How do you want to feel about that? So see that all. See yourself in the scene. You can pick a color that represents it, a symbol, or you could literally see it like a movie playing in the sun. Or you could just intend it. You could put in words or affirmations. And then let your light come back to you. All the creative power that you've given to struggle or other people or all those, you know, negative feelings and everything along those lines. Just call all your creative power back. So seeing golden light pour into the sun that is your own light and creative power. And then take a deep breath and allow that light to pour through your body from head to toe. Fill up with that golden sun, that golden light, from the crown of your head to the tailbone, to the tips of your toes and fingers, into every cell, into the edges of your skin and beyond. It starts to surround you in this body-shaped cocoon of gold. Feeling your prosperity, feeling your peace, feeling your unique alignment. Deep breaths. Take as long as you need coming out of meditation here. And thank you so much for tuning in today. Thanks so much for listening. For a more in-depth experience of what you've heard here, to join me on live calls for deep healing and meditation, for dancing and creative exercises, for personal intuitive feedback on your questions, for a ticket to our live retreat and connection to our amazing community, check out the Empowered Life program. We open registration once each season at the beginning of January, April, July, and October. Learn more at anneobryanliving.com/myempoweredlife. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.